Live from the heart of America, I'm Steve. We're ready to fight for you from the foxhole of freedom, giving you better analysis and insight than anyone else, period. Shining a spotlight into the darkness of the political media industrial complex and delivering the relentless pursuit of truth. Let's do it. Here are three big things you need to know to start your day today. Number one, UFOs are seriously at the top of the page again today as more people are coming forward saying the United States has several out-of-this-world items in possession. Number two, new revelations indicate that it was Ukraine that bombed the Russian Nord Stream pipelines and a dam. It could lead to a nuclear reactor meltdown. We're funding these maniacs. And number three, it has become clear the permission slip has now been given to let Joe Biden flounder, falter, and fail. It may not be something that you see in the headlines, but all indications are now that the Democrats at the highest level are looking for an exit strategy from Joe Biden and his VP on the 2024 ticket as soon as possible. Spooked by recent polling numbers that show the soon-to-be 81-year-old commander-in-chief and leading Democrat candidate falling behind the former President Donald Trump by as much as 6 points, what has the DNC power brokers on edge already? And then, many missteps are not helping the case of the 46th president. But each time old Joe has been challenged, he comes back with the same refrain. Watch me.
Watch me.
And the problem for Biden is that we have been, all of us, here in the United States and around the world, and nobody likes what they see. Even hardcore Democrats and Biden supporters are drifting away in ever larger numbers, with only 30% of former Biden supporters even wanting him to be on the ticket next year. Think about that. But Joe Biden, plagued by growing scandals involving himself, his son Hunter, and I'll have some breaking news on that in a moment from Just the News, and several other Biden family members connected to massive multi-million dollar payments from where? Ukraine. And accusations of bribery and money laundering remains arrogant and defiant. Joe Biden, watch me? Okay, listen.
Mr. President, you are the oldest president ever.
Pretty good shape, huh?
Which leads to my next question. You are more aware of this than anyone. Some people ask whether you are fit for the job. And when you hear that, I wonder what you think.
Watch me. And maybe, honest to God, that's all I think. Watch me. If you think I don't have the energy level or the mental acuity, then you know, that's one thing. It's another thing. You just watch and you know, keep my schedule. Do what I'm doing. When I sit down with our NATO allies and keep them together, I don't have them saying, wait a minute, well, how old are you? What did they say? You know, I mean, it's a matter of, you know, that old expression, the proof of the pudding's in the eating.
Yeah.
Watch me. Looking pretty good, huh?
Watch me. What, ride a bicycle? Climb a flight of stairs on an airplane? Walk across a stage? Oh, we've been watching. And that's the problem, like I said, that people have been watching. And to any honest person, it's clear the Joe Biden of today is not the one of a few years ago, not even the one that ran for president in 2020. It's not that he's lost a step. It's more like he's lost his way. And I mean that in a very literal sense on many days. Too often, Joe Biden doesn't even know how to exit the stage and needs help. Check this out.
Thank you for listening. Jack, come on back up.
He's calling for the guy to come back up because he doesn't know where to go. He goes left. He goes right. He goes left again. It's a stage. There's two or three steps on either side. Go this way or go that way. You're the president of the United States. You're the leader of the free world. You can do anything you want. You could certainly walk in a certain direction, Mr. President. It's embarrassing. It's frightening. Then, of course, came the moment the people in power and his handlers feared most. He began to do that little jog thing he's been doing to show he's vigorous. He's got vigor. He can actually trot for 3 steps. It is remarkable. This time it wasn't falling on the steps of Air Force One wasn't falling from a bicycle, the things that we saw in 2021 and 2022. No, this time, it came in front of the graduating class of the Air Force Academy for the entire world to see. For the entire world to see. And then, I've been wondering about this. This happened when I was away last week. Is it just me? Or does the crowd applaud louder when he falls? You decide. Seems to me, in fact, re-rack that. Play that again, because it seems to me as soon as he falls, the crowd applauds louder. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. Play it again. You know, I just work here. I did not adjust the audio levels. When he falls, the crowd gets noticeably louder, and yes, they're still cheering. Everyone knows how frail the president has become and how incoherent on an all too regular basis. I mean, he can't describe America in one word, although he claims he could. Here's an example.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
Jill! That is the president of the United States. It instills confidence, doesn't it? Really makes you feel like, God, this place is in good hands. It is. Which is why the Democrats have given the green light to their media counterparts, the media generally being an extension of the Democrat Party. They have given the green light to say, look, go ahead and cover it. If he misspeaks, if he says something completely incoherent like we just heard, if he falls on the stage, if he can't climb the stairs, if he can't ride a bicycle, you go ahead and cover it. The green light has been given, maybe not overtly, but it's out there. Because they want him off this ticket. They want him off this ticket. They know if Joe Biden runs, they lose. And all of these crazy ideas like, well, I take away your gas stove and your air conditioner and getting rid of gas furnaces and gas cars, and all of this will come crashing to a halt. And all of the money flowing to the Biden family from Ukraine and China, will it'll stop too, and they know it. Seems the NSA has control of my vocal cords. We'll get that under control during the commercial. So don't go anywhere. I'm not done with this yet. The people that are running things in the West Wing, they're panicked a little bit right now because they see how incompetent Joe Biden is. I'll be right back.
We put our lives on the line for our country. We braved the unknown. We did what we were told. And we lit up. Our cigarette packs were as valuable as the packs on our back, maybe more. At one point, cigarettes were part of our daily ration. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. And boy, we were smoking 'em. Bumming a smoke was the norm. It was an escape from the reality of dirt, sweat, and forgetting how many days you were so far from home. Never had to worry so long as you had a light and the smoking lamp was lit. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. And thank you for your service. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Today, One in five working age Americans has a mental health condition.
People in all types of jobs and at all levels.
And the key to helping us succeed is a supportive and inclusive workplace.
All of us have a role to play in making that happen.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can listen and be a source of support to my colleagues.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
I can offer all employees the supports they need to deliver on the job, for the team,
and for the business.
What can I do?
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others
that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Mental health-friendly workplaces are more important than ever.
And all of us have a role to play in promoting them.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
There's this place